Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you and welcome again. It's your host, Bishop Poole. We are so happy to have you and you, wherever you are. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We always come together here and to the grassroots level to all listeners that will call in and share their biblical experience. The subject is God is beyond formulas. God is beyond formulas. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. You said in your word, where two or three come together in your name, there you in the midst. Lord, we thank you for being alive and moving, and oh God, for accepting us. Oh God, giving us another chance. Oh Lord, being in righteousness and walking upright in the power of your might. Lord, as the callers call in, Lord, bless them. Oh, Lord, deliver them, heal them, and set them free. Give them a revelation of your word that we can grow thereby. And we give you the power and glory, and it's unto you as our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We come together, all listeners, and we Proverbs 27 and 17 says that iron sharpening iron. Amen. What a friend will sharpen the countenance of his friends. Amen. When we come together and try to encourage one another and give one another revelations, what you have learned, I have learned, and that we may be to grow. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 6 said, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Like Jesus said, where two or three come together in his name, look at Matthew's 18:19 verse, there he be in the midst. Amen. So we thank God for the Lord watching over his words. Amen. He watches over his words. And all words, amen, they are powerful. Let us not forget. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So we know words are powerful. God gave us his vocal cords, gave us the vocal cords whereby we can communicate with each other and him. And we need, amen, communication from God. Amen. That's why he gave us his word, and it was translated, amen, in biblical forms. And we always discuss, say, well, your greatest investment, one of your greatest investment, amen, should be, amen, to knowing what type of Bible you have and where did you get your Bible from, and study your Bible because of the fact that it is the words of God, amen. In communicating to you, amen, day in and day out, at night, in the day, you can pick it up and study it and read it, amen, and build up your inner man. Build up your inner man because it reads and it feeds off the word of God, amen. Remember, you body, soul, and spirit, amen. The natural man is going back to the dust. The natural man itself, amen, from earth to earth, amen, the ashes to ashes, and the dust to dust, amen. We have members of Christian, amen. That's why we accepted Christ. God promised us through his Son, Jesus Christ, amen, that we will live forever, amen. So the situation that we're going through is just temporary. It's very temporary. And life is short. Amen. We can see the things that are happening in the world, and God has communicated to us that the Bible will be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. Amen. And we are thankful that we know the real God. We're thankful that we know, amen, when he said these things are going to come, amen, but we have the victory. He has given us the power and the victory. And that's what we are talking about tonight, amen, false prophets, they have set aside things to gain, amen, and the trick and try to get disciples of God. You know when you have something of value, because, amen, the enemy wants it. He wants it. He wants to take away what you have, amen, use it for his own. Every time you have something of value, you have to be careful about it. Amen. There's somebody that wants it. Amen. And the enemy want to take it. Paul is being realistic here. And to the fact, and you know, there are many teaching out there that has put God in a formula position that they feel that doesn't matter what you do or say. Amen. You can get him to move. Amen. In a certain way anytime. But if you ever notice, in the Old Testament, on up to the New Covenant, amen, that all the prophets and all the nations of Israel, amen, they would always consult God, amen. Even the false kings, they would consult, amen. God, Jezebel consulted her prophets, amen. They always try to get on the spiritual side of life, because they know spiritual things will kind of govern, amen, natural things, amen. Jesus told Nicodemus, amen, if I tell you about, amen, the natural things, amen, you'll believe it, but spiritual things, amen, are different than natural things. So these false prophets and these kings will consult with their prophets. They would consult with wizards and soothsayers, trying to see what the future going to bring. Amen. If they do such and such a thing. Amen. They always want to know, amen, which way to go and do, amen, and try to get evil on their side. So when they move out, they know they got victory. Amen. So that come from God's people. God always have his prophets. Amen. If anyone do wrong or go in a different way, God is not accepting that. He'll let them know. But one thing you cannot do, and this is what the false teachers and the false prophets of the day, Jesus said they will come. He said in the last days there will be many people coming saying that the Christ is here and Christ is there. Amen. There will be many deceiving people. Amen. And saying this and saying that. But he said, don't go there. Do not be a part of that. Because 1 John 4:4 said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Because of the fact, once you accepted Christ, he comes into your life. He comes into your life. So why would you go and try to look for Christ when he's already in you? Amen. He's already in you. Amen. Christ is in you. Amen. The hope of glory. Amen. So why would we want to go looking for Christ? Amen. When he that is in you. Amen. So in these last days, amen, there were many be coming, say they of Christ and of God, and they want to set out some type of formula. Amen. They want to set out some type of situations, and we want to talk about that a little bit. Amen. Tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. Those of you, amen, you can always go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you also can go to, amen, blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries. Amen. On your computers from any time, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can pull up all kind of programs that we've been having 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. And the false prophets, amen, they're trying to put Jesus into a bottle like the genie. They rub it, amen, that he can come out and perform, any type of situation or condition they want them him to perform, amen, and then go back into the bottle. Then go back to the bottle. Amen. But Jesus, his whole focus in 1 John 3:8, and the Bible says, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested. He came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. That's why he came on the cross, amen, to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. So why would he come, amen, and just to bring victory here and there, give you all type of luxuries when the enemy is there to destroy? He's going around destroying everything God has created. Amen. He's destroying everything, amen, that the Lord has, God has given us. Amen. So he just tear it up, amen, and fix it up. The enemy tear it down. Amen. But Jesus died on the cross that we may have the power, we may have the right to the tree of life. And Paul addressed that, amen, Paul was being realistic, amen, that things will come and go. Even Jesus said in the last days, amen, there'll be hurricanes, there'll be storms, there'll be earthquakes, amen, there'll be a lot of sorrow in the land. And he gave us the reality, and Paul addressed that reality, being realistic, amen. Paul said in Philippians 4 and 14, amen, 4 and 13, and you know that in the first part of 4, Philippians 4, bear for many, forbear many people. Amen. You might hear 4 and 4, the Lord said, rejoice always. And again, he said, I rejoice, and let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Paul was speaking to the Philippians, amen, about rejoicing and what kind of condition you're in. Amen. Keep pressing towards the mark. Keep going. It's good for your mind. Keep yourself stirred up. Amen. Always have something to do. He said, be careful for nothing and everything in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, that your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Then he goes on to tell you how to think. Amen. And Paul, amen, summed it up a little bit in 13. He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. He said, notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Amen. Paul had the right. Amen. He was always on the cutting edge, and he had his problems. He had his problems. He went through situations, amen, with his brethren in different countries and different times. He was in jail, amen. He was persecuted by his own brethren, amen. He was talked about. He was thrown in jail, in Paul and Silas, amen. He was rejected, amen. He walked away, and he told Philippians, amen, I can do all things in Christ that strengthen me. So Paul was being realistic, amen, in his circumstances. He didn't say he wasn't going to be sick. He wasn't going to be beaten. Amen. He was on a shipwreck. He didn't say none of those things was happening. He didn't lie. He said, I'm involved in these things, amen, but I'm going to have the victory, amen, and I'm going to be realistic. God going to bring me out of these situations. Amen. This goes to those things that some saying that in these false teachers and false prophets, amen, that you're never going to be sick. You're never going to be afflicted. You're never going to have situations go against you once you're in Christ. Amen. That's not being realistic. You cannot speak your way out of some things. Amen. Because Jesus, God said he let it rain on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. It's snowing, amen, in some parts of the country, according to this broadcast, amen, in other parts of the country, it's snow. And everybody up there, Christians or non-Christians, are being snowed in. Amen. There's a virus going on, saved and unsaved. Amen. Amen. Can be bombarded, amen, families with this virus. Amen. God did not say that we wasn't going to get sick. He did not say, since you become to him, you're never going to be able to be bombarded or flooded by hurricanes. You can't be speaking yourself out of situations. You always have to ask his instruction. When you see things arise, ask God's instruction. Ask his approval. Ask the Lord, say, Lord, what should I do? If he remind you of things that are coming. Amen. These last days, these things are coming, and many more are coming. Amen. But if we talk to him and he lead and guide us, amen. Jesus said, I'll be with you. Amen. That's just like saying you got Adam Bomb, amen, with you. If you need help, he'll blow up everything. If you need money, he got the bank. If you need the healing, he got the hospitals. Amen. If you need a boat, a car, he got everything. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. He's everywhere. But we have to consult with him because we're still living down here on this earth. So to be faced with reality, amen, when you speak things, if you feel you cannot jump ahead of God, amen, all the prophets in the Old Testament, amen, they consulted God first. Even Jesus, when he was here on earth, he prayed all night long, and he talked to his Father, amen, about things. And Jesus talked to his disciples about things, preparing them, amen, about the attack, preparing them about persecution, preparing their hearts and minds, amen, what should come, amen. So God knows that this world, amen, is going to be revamped, be overhauled, and that's why Jesus went to prepare a better place for us. So in face of reality, God is all we need through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We consult with him and talk with him. Amen. He'll lead and guide us through the storms and the rain. But they will come. They will come. They will come. But case in point, amen, when the children of Israel, amen, they went out, amen, to the town. They went into an area where they had with the Jericho, amen. They was fighting this battle, amen. And the enemy had walled themselves in. They was in this big wall kingdom, and the children of Israel couldn't get to them. And I'm paraphrasing now. And they consulted the Lord. They consulted the Lord, and God gave them instruction how and what to do to get victory. How and what to do to get victory. Now, if they took it upon themselves and say, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to continue, amen, and tell God about it and keep fighting. No, first they consulted God, and God told them what to do. He told them to march around 7 times. Amen. And gave them that victory at that time. Amen. But they did not go out. Amen. They did not go out and come into another fight and use that same tactics of marching around those cities 7 times. No, they couldn't use that. They couldn't use that. They could talk with God again and ask them, Lord, what must we do to win this fight? Amen. Because God is all-knowing, he's all-seeing, he's alive, he's everywhere, and he is for them. All God's people is for us. He's for you. He's for you. Another case in point, when Naaman, the leper, amen, his little maid told Naaman about the prophet Elijah. And told us that, Master, there's a prophet. Amen. He's been healing people. Amen. And I know if you would get with him. Amen. In other words, I'm quite sure. Amen. He'll get rid of this leprosy for you. He'll bless you. So Naaman sent for, he was the captain of the Syrian host. He sent for, amen, Elijah. Elijah didn't go up to him. He sent a servant in there. Amen. He sent his servant in there and told him what to do. He said, go dip 7 times in the pool of Jordan. Go in Jordan, dip 7 times. Amen. And this time, this sounds like the 7 walking around the Jericho 7 times. Amen. But anyway, finished dipping in Jordan for 7 times. He came up healing. He came up healed. But, you know, what Naaman didn't do now, Naaman did not call the city together and council together and get all the lepers in town. Say, I want you to line up at Jordan and give me 30 pieces of silver. Amen. We're going to have a dipping contest and get rid of all your leprosy. All your leprosy. Amen. No, he couldn't do that. He could not sell that because he knew that was for him for a specific time, for him for only at that time. Amen. So what is happening, if you have to be very careful, amen, the things that happened to Job, amen, the things that happened to Job, amen, God put Job in that situation because Job himself was being bragged on, but Job just knew he loved God. He knew God going to bless him. Amen. But sometimes people will say that your troubles that you're going through because you have sin. You have sin, and the problems that you're going on about, that's your sin. You don't know, amen, really, that God is bragging, amen, that you will stay with God regardless of what's going on. Amen. Job stayed with God, and God blessed him double. Amen. More than he had before. So the world has some type of formula that they feel that had happened to them. And when it happened to them, amen, they feel that it's marketable. They feel that something, these false prophets, they figure that they can do it all over the world. And God will respect it because it happened before. And we have to be very careful about that. There are things that God has given us, amen, the reality of situations, amen, how his promises that would help, that it will work. Because God has given us this, and his doctrines of salvation, if you repent, he will forgive you of your sins. If you baptize in water, amen, it will remove your sins. Amen. The prayer of faith will save the sick. These are the signs of so those that believe, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. Salvation, if you believe in your heart and confess it, amen, you will get saved. Amen. But these, we have to be very careful about the formulas of blessing and formulas of healing, amen, that people take without consulting God. Now, God can say, well, I did it for Jericho. Amen. If you got a leprosy, if you got cancer, amen, go out there to the ocean and dip 7 times. God did say you got to make sure he got an improvement. If it is, it's just for you. It's just for you. It's not for the whole world. Baptism, amen, God has given it through his son, Jesus Christ. Those that believe and be baptized shall be saved. That's for everybody. Everybody. Amen. Amen. Salvation is for everybody that believe. Amen. But there are certain things that, amen, men and women have put together, and they have felt that, amen, because of the fact, amen, that had happened to them one time because they had seen it in the Bible. And without, amen, instruction and follow-up through God himself, people can get caught. And they feel that, amen, it's in the Bible. God said it, and I know it's going to work. Yes, words are powerful. Yes, it happened in the Bible. It lets you know God is still real. He's still alive. And there are things that are happening in the world today that God still got power. Amen. Paul said, where sin abound, God's grace much more abound. Amen. Because if any desire to, he wanted to destroy the world. He will try to destroy all the works of God, but he doesn't have all that power. He doesn't have all that power. Amen. So we thank God today, tonight, wherever you might be, amen, because of the fact, amen, we know God cannot be put in a box. Things that happen once and twice, you have to be careful about it. Amen. If it's happening, amen, and the Lord has confirmed it out of mouth of two or three people, amen. He said, let my word be established. Amen. If you dreamed about it, I dreamed about it, you dreamed about it, amen, and you know what's happening, amen. He wants to know, amen, and you wants to know, is it still working? Is it still working? Amen. God loves you. He cares for you. Amen. He knows things that's going on. Amen. So you can't put him in a box. You got to be very careful, amen, about what's going on around this world, how people try to market situations. Amen. So if it happened to you, be careful. You got to consult God that will it happen again. Now we're getting ready to open up the lines, amen, of all those of you that you know how we work here, Doctrine of Truth, amen. You press one on your phone, and our technician will put you in, amen. Then afterwards, amen, we'll give you the area code and the last four digits of your number. We won't have to ask for your name, but if you have a comment pertaining to the subject, amen, you can press one now on your phone. Amen. We thank God for you. Good to have you, and continue to pray for one another. Amen. As Jesus said, there were many, many, many false teachers. Amen. Many people want to be in power, but they don't want to be trained and be learned. Jesus taught his disciples. Yeah, yes, he did. He taught them his disciples, and he knows. Amen. He gave them the firsthand tutoring. Amen. It's good to have walk with somebody and let someone show you, amen, things. Mothers and fathers taught their children. It might be good or bad, but they looked at it, they heard it, and they watched it. Joshua followed Jesus, followed Moses for years. Amen. Elijah and Elisha. Amen. All right, we have a caller. Amen. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. All you have to do is continue. Amen. Asking about the subject and what's being said. But we have, let's push one on your phone. We open up on lines now, amen, about this subject concerning formulas, amen, formulas, amen. Maybe you've been to a lot of seminars, a lot of teaching you hear, amen. All you have to do is, there's some things that's biblical and it's still here today, and God use it, amen, and we will go into that later on, but we want to hear what you have to say. What you have to say. Push one, and I will take question. We'll push you in concerning formulas. Concerning formulas. You might not think it's a formula, but that's why we come together, the Doctrine of Truth. All right, we have a caller at 754, last four digits, 7506. Bless you. Okay, 754, last four digits, 7506. All right, we're having a connection problem there. Amen. We talk. All right, we're having a connection problem. Amen. All right. All right. We thank God. Amen for you. We thank God for those that are in broadcast today, tonight, wherever you might be listening. Amen. We're talking about formulas. They are, the Bible is full of promises. Amen. But you don't want to jump out before a promise. Amen. What God promised you. Amen. His promises is always true. Different between you can have God say, I'm going to bless you. Amen. But you don't jump out ahead of him. Amen. We have it again. Okay. We had 754. Last four digits, 7506. Okay, we have, is on mute? No. Okay, I think we're having a connection problem again with that number. Amen.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Hello. Hi, Bishop.
Yes, go right.
Okay. I just want to share that the word keep coming to me, love. And a lot of our problems could be solved. I know you said a formula, but if we have the love of God, God love can answer a lot of problems. A lot of times we might have unforgiveness, hate. If we would love and do like the Bible say, do, a lot of stuff would be conquered if we just love right. And we do like the, because God is love. And if we have the love of God, a lot of things we wouldn't have to, you know, go through. We can say we love God, but God said, do you love my people? And it's like the scripture said, how can you say you love God, but you hate people? So it's, we have to have the love of God down on the inside. That's the formula. We got to have God.
Okay.
Love.
All right. All right. We have to have love.
Okay.
Not love.
We
God
got to have
not
the love.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Amen. Remember, God is not he's not a formula. He's not a genie. Amen. But you got to have love. Whatever you're doing, when you consult him, amen, you got to have love. Without love, none of us will be here. But God is love. Love cover a multitude of sins in short forms. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We're talking about, amen. Maybe you've run across things. People are packaging, amen. They put it in a box and they wrote it down on paper, and amen. And they say, well, I did this, and God helped me to do this, so I know he's going to help you. Amen. And they try to give it to you. But remember, Naaman, when the prophets told him to go down, you can press one on your phone. We're talking about, amen, the formulas. Maybe you have seen something or heard something. You believe this. Well, that's a formula. Amen. Remember, you can consult God in everything. And when you talk to God in things, amen, amen, he give you the okay. Those prophets. And even you find people now today that don't recognize, amen, God as their Savior, but they will consult the spiritual world. Amen. They want to do wrong. They want to go here and there. They'll consult the spiritual world, and they'll go out, amen, and do things wrong. Amen. But they always consult a witch, amen, a soothsayer, a false prophet, a false teacher, to try to see if things go their way. Amen. We came out of that. All those that come to Christ came out of all those situations. Amen. So we should be able to discern. When people say, okay, if God going to bless you, go down to Jordan, go out to the ocean and dip seven times. Amen. You get rid of your problems, go, God, help me. And they go out there and be dipped seven times and come up with no results, then what's going to happen? They can start faulting God. So, oh, the church is doing this, the church is doing that. No, no, no. So we have to be very careful about these things. Amen. These people saying that, well, if God did it for me, God did it for that one, and God did it for this one, it's going to work. It's going to work. And if when it doesn't work, then what the problem lies? He lies and start lying. The enemy start lying and telling churches a lie. All churches, all preachers are liars. All God's people have problems. Amen. But that is not what the Bible says. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone. We're talking about formulas. We're talking about what you heard. Amen. And you, what you see. Amen. And you might be able to know something happening today. Amen. You know some things that are happening out there today that people are trying, and you know it's wrong, but yet and still they're doing it and they're following it. Okay, what somebody want to share, just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We have a 561, last 4 digits, 5981.
Yes, good evening, good evening. You may want to thank God again for another great blessing on this evening. God bless you, Bishop. We just love to say that young lady that once spoke with their formula, with love, you know, and, you know, all the love, we must obey. We must obey also, and we must trust God. See, because there's nothing that we can do without God, and we must love, trust, and obey his word, and we will go a long ways. And add those formulas up together, we wouldn't have a problem at all. As I was hearing you saying earlier, Bishop, how the diff marching around the walls and dipping, you know, they obeyed and they trust God, and that's what we must do. We must continue to love, trust, and obey God's word. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Yes. Amen. They obey God's word and they trust God's word. Amen. But what we did not do, what they did not do, amen, they did not go out and try to sell that same formula God gave them for Jericho wall. Amen. They did not try it in another fight. They did not try it in another fight. All right. Good point. Amen. When you consult God, you got to trust him. You got to obey him, whatever he tell you to do. Okay. All right. We have another caller. Let's push one on the phone. Amen. Well, we want to make sure, amen, that we're not following the genie in the bottle. Amen. You're not making sure you're not, amen, been someone leading you to go out to the Jordan, amen, take a trip, go out to the Jordan River and buy all the water you can find in Jordan River and bring it back, and they say, well, it's going to heal all the lepers. Amen. It's more to it when God, amen, tell people what to do. It's only for that circumstance. All right. Let's push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about the genie in the bottle theory a little bit and see if we can catch up with some of this false teaching going on. A lot of it's happening out there, and people are, some of them getting ready, amen, saying that the end time is here. You always hear people have closed down their jobs and sold their houses, amen, waiting for the return of Jesus. See, the end of the world is coming. Amen. The end of the world is coming. Formulas. There's a formula. Amen. That means it'll work any time of the day. It doesn't have to happen. But there are some things that God has given us. Amen. That always work because he is God. He is God. That's first one on your phone. We don't want to take away some of your talk time. You know, somebody might have an idea of scripture or a vision or dream, and God has told you something, Amen. He wants you to share it with the world. Amen. And you, when the Lord give you, everybody is not preachers. Everybody is not a prophet. Amen. But God can give you something to take. Amen. God give you something to take to his people. That means it'll work everywhere, all the time. Amen. So you can press one on your phone, and we're getting close now to the end of the broadcast, where we're getting ready to go into prayer. Amen. We want to give out some things that we know, amen, that you know yourself, for his prayer, for his prosperity, amen, healing and deliverance, amen, is always there. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We want to give you, make sure we have all our callers in before we go into the, some of these things. You can write them down. And one of them that we can go into is the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter, 18 and 19 verse. Amen. The Bible said, where two or three touch and agree, whatever is bound in heaven is bound on earth. The agreement, amen, of prayer. The agreements, amen, that God has given his people, amen. But these are believers. These are believers, amen. Also, in the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, and the latter part, 15, 16, verses saying that these are the signs of those that believe. Amen. You're a believer, and the signs that you have, amen, that show that you're a believer, amen. You can lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, we know we talked earlier about Paul was saying that in Romans 7 chapter, he found some things that goes on in his life, the discussions in his mind that he talked to himself, and he find it in himself that there's always a struggle, spiritual struggle. And all of us have a spiritual struggle that we have to be aware of. Amen. So when we start talking to ourselves and you discuss messages, you should discuss things that Philippians 4 and Paul was saying, that think on these things. Don't let your mind run into the negativity. Don't let your mind put yourself down that what happened many years ago. Don't let you talk to yourself about negative things. Don't let your mind run to and fro, because to get down into your belief system, and when you go forward, amen, want to go forward, it'll put you in a neutral position. It throws you in a neutral position, like you're driving a car, and you know your car, and windshield wipers and air conditioning and heating going on, then you run into a fog or heavy cold, amen, and you want to continue. Then you have someone in the car with you talking about, oh, no, we got to pull over because of the rain. We got to pull over because of the sun. You know, it's cold and hot. And that's how your mind will be. Amen. Paul said, renew your mind. Amen. Renew your mind about what you say and what you talk about, because words are powerful. Words are powerful. So when you talk to yourself, your belief system, you either can tear yourself down or build yourself up by what happened to you in the past. In the past. So if you believe, you believe you're saved, you walk like you're saved, you talk like you're saved, amen. So the things that you can do, all things in Christ, because you believe in God. You believe in God. You know he's there with you. You know he's going to help you. So anytime you want to say, well, Lord, help me, I'm getting ready to go down the street. Do you think I should go down the street, Lord? And he said, no, don't go down there. And the Holy Spirit said, yeah, go down there, but go slow. Amen. And God, you know, in other words, you always have to put him in. Put him in this talk policy. Amen. He's always working. That's not a formula. God always working. Amen. You're always talking to yourself. That's not a formula. You have to learn how to quiet your mind, amen, and think positive about yourself. Because we got to renew our mind constantly. Also, renew your mind. Amen. And face reality. If you're sick, you're just sick. Amen. Face reality. Amen. Speak things where they are happening now. Amen. If you're sick, don't say, I'm not sick. Yes, you are sick. If you're happy, be happy. Amen. There's a time for everything. Amen. And then you'll find out, amen, the reality that God is real. You have a victory, and you know you begin to build up that situation of faith. Amen. Faith is action. When you consult God and move out, like Matthew 7:7, you find out you have victory. When people jump out above God, oh, I know God's going to heal me of this leprosy. He did it for Naaman. He'll do it for me. I know God. I heard him down the street. Amen. He gave the blind man shades, and he saw his lies, and he see everything. He gave the blind man glasses and shades. That don't mean you can get on a, amen, get out there on television and say, I'm selling glasses for all blind people because I know God and you done did it for a man. No, God didn't tell you to do that. But people are doing this. People are selling concerts. They're selling all type of things and trying to put God in a box and saying that God will work without consulting him, asking direction. Amen. Jezebel got upset. All her prophets will lie for her. Amen. But God will tell you the truth. There's some things would always work. Healing always will work. Salvation always will work. Deliverance, amen. Lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils always will work. Amen. When you get into prosperity, all you have to do is live right. Psalmist 1. Say, whatever he does, like a tree, whatever he does, shall prosper. Amen. So when you find people got 4 or 5 scriptures, 2 or 3 scriptures, and say, God going to work on this, God going to work on that, you should know that he's alive, and he's always there. He's always there. You can speak it if he tell you to speak it. Because words are powerful. Amen. You can't get a Jezebel prophet, amen, and get one of Elijah's sons, amen, and say, oh, I learned that my daddy did this. And Jezebel get his prophet, lay hands on one of them jetliners and say, oh, we're going to get this for our ministries. And one is not living right. You can smell the smoke and alcohol and see all the dust and, amen, lottery tickets all over me. You say, well, I know God do it. I got to do it for you. Hold on. What God are you talking about? What God are you talking about? Amen. You can't make him do nothing. He do what he wanted because he see things. He might slow things down or let you know this is going to happen. But when God does something, you put his name to it, amen, and the enemy looking for that, when God fix things, nobody can stop it. When God bless you, nobody can curse you. Amen. They might bring up all kind of problems and situations around you, but they can't stop you. Amen. You just keep walking. Keep walking in Christ. Amen. Through these times now, the viruses and the problems that are happening, and there will be many more. Amen. Jesus said, in the times of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. Amen. Yes. Yes, we have it. But thank God we know Jesus. We know Jesus. We know him. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. We're getting ready down to close to the prayer line. I think we got a caller. All right. No. Okay. All right. We're getting ready to get into our prayer line and prayers. Amen. Consulting God and putting yourself in the equation by moving out. Amen. You're going to have victory. You're going to have victory. Amen. So how God has healed and blessed you, he might not do it the way that he did it for you, And he, you go to your neighbor, he probably will do something, but he will heal and bless them. So the Jericho wall, and Naaman didn't have a Jericho wall. He was a leper. But God used the Jericho, amen. He used Jordan River and healed the leprosy. Amen. He brought down the wall, amen, and brought victory. Amen. He spit on the ground, amen, opened up the blind man's eyes. Amen. So God has many ways of righteousness for his deliverance into certain situations, but it still come out victory. It will still come out victory. Amen. Just push one on your phone for prayer. Now we're getting ready to close out in prayer. Amen. And you, maybe you're caught up in something. I know someone that's been falling into all type of problems. Amen. And falling into all type of traps. Amen. You have people that say, well, you know, God helped me 20 years ago, and I still, the word of God is still good. Amen. And he's still able to help us now. Amen. The church is not falling down. You are the church. The tabernacles, amen, are not going away. Amen. God has made a shift. Amen. Because he knows what the future lies. The church always adapting. Amen. They went from tents, amen, to tabernacles. They went to the homes. Amen. Jesus said, when it's two or three, I'll be in the midst. Amen. So everybody wants the power, but the power has been already been given unto the church. God gave us the power, the ability, the authority. He even went so far and said, I'm going to give you a dream. Amen. I'm going to give you a dream. Amen. Then he's going to give you a vision. So the church is always ahead. God's people are ahead of everything. We just have to stay with him. Listen to him. You already have the power. You already have the victory dance. Amen. But the enemy is trying to cloud our vision and confuse, amen, the issues. He's saying that try to narrow God down. He's trying to narrow him down. Amen. So he's limited to one or two things. No, God's not limited. We're limited. Amen. But we have the power. Amen. Let's keep that in mind. Meditate some time on that. God said he gave you the power. And God has given you the power. He said these are the signs of those that believe. If you can believe, you can achieve a lot with God. Amen. He might not do it one way. He can do it another way. But he'll let you know. Amen. He'll let you know. Amen. Oh, man, Peter's walked on water. Peter got out there. Amen. There's nowhere other place that Peter walked on water. Amen. So somebody come to you, I can have you walk on water. Amen. No, Peter walked on water. Don't you jump out there and walk on water. Peter walked on water, but he let the confused people around him, amen, talked him out of what Jesus did for Peter at that certain time. But yet and still, Peter didn't sink under the water and drown. His head didn't go under. He reached out and God grabbed his hand. Amen. God can grab your hand anytime, any place. Amen. If things start happening, because we all have sin. You say, oh, I'm not sinning. If you get angry, amen, be hateful, amen, jealousy, strife, bitterness, amen, that's sin. You can let it get in your heart and fight against your brother. That's why 1 John 1:9 says, amen, if you confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. You can say, I ain't had no sin. And 1 John 1:9 says, you're a liar. All of us have sinned. Amen. And that's why Jesus told us the model prayer. Amen. Forgive us of our transgression. If I would trespass against others, you never know when you say something, somebody cut you off in the car. Amen. Thank God you haven't run across all those problems. Amen. Just get up in the morning, your neighbor throwing rocks in your yard. Amen. You don't know why you're throwing it. Well, I was throwing it at the cat for breaking out your window, throwing it, and then you say he won't pay for it. Amen. All these little things that we all have sinned. Amen. We all, amen, harbor things in your heart. Amen. Prayer. We have to talk. We have to preach. Amen. We have to use our words. They're powerful. Words are powerful. We need, God gave us words, and they're powerful. Amen. He wants us to use them. Amen. If we use them right, amen, we have success. Amen. First Proverbs 24 and 16 says, for a just man can fall seven times and rise up again. Not going out there. Now, we're not talking about going out there tempting God, what the scripture says. And there goes, there you go, someone right there. I know I can go out here and rob a bank. I know I can go out here and fight and what, et cetera, et cetera. Because the Bible said, amen, I can fall down and still get up. Oh, that's a wicked heart. Amen. You not, amen, through these debts and these laying off and these problems of health and situations. Sometimes people have been pressed in situations they never thought they was and throw their hand up and say, Lord, I can't do it no more. Amen. And God will turn that around. The Holy Spirit encouraged them to come back to him. That's what the scriptures are talking about. Amen. In the multitude of counselors, 24 and 6, there's safety. Amen. We're getting ready for prayer. Push one on your phone for prayer. Amen. We got a couple more minutes. We want to have someone to come in for prayer and pray for us and pray with us. Amen. For those of you that have been caught, amen, in all type of situations, amen, and they've been selling you problems, selling you, trying to take financial from you, amen. Press 1. Go right ahead. 561. 5981.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again, Lord. We thank you again for this blessing tonight, formless. For we know, dear God, that your word will stand. We want to ask you to continue to bless this ministry. Bless the listeners. Bless each and every one. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. And I'm sure we don't have an enemy, but if you have an enemy, tell them to listen to this great radio station broadcast. Father, we ask your God to continue to so save those that are not saved. Help us, oh God, to understand it's you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. One more prayer. We can take one more prayer. Amen. Prayer for the broadcast, prayer for the those of you. Amen. Because prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's James, 5th chapter. That works all the time. It's not, you don't sell it. Living right means something. You're walking up right, keeping God's commandment. That's powerful. That's powerful. Father, we thank you right now, oh God, what you've done and what you're going to do, Lord, and touching the hearts of men. And God, you have in building up your people. Amen. In these last days, you're raising up soldiers. Right now, Lord, you're raising up some soldiers. Oh God, be ready for this time. You're preparing people, Lord, because your preparation of the gospel. Amen. It's the first step, preparation. And Lord, as you begin to raise them up, oh God, give them strength and encouragement. Oh God, we know you're able now to touch them. And now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them the idea, understanding. They can do. They can do it. They can do it. They can do it. Oh God, we thank you on every hand. Oh, we thank you. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Till next time, Bishop Poole.